Was that in sync? Was anyone feel like they were slow on it or anything?
No, I don't think so. I think
we're good. That was more Backstreet Boys, I think.
But don't. All right. So how many weeks has it been? How many weeks has it been since you guys left on a fucking like random ass cliffhanger?
It won't be barely any for the listeners because we had a huge backlog.
Yeah, because there's like six back there. But Revival? I remember Revival. Yep. That was a good podcast.
Was it?
Boomer! USA!
Oh my god, not this shit. This is where we're going.
The podcast.
Let's continue to date the podcast with a meme that will be stale in 4 months.
What we should really do is just talk about a whole bunch of really fucking old memes to really confuse the listeners.
Yeah, make this shit from like 2003.
The oldest meme was when Elias opened that door, I think, because it was fucking forever ago.
That's true.
Very true. So, speaking of, when we last left you nerds, Elias had entered into the, fourth dimensional pocket universe room thing and was talking to quote-unquote Red on the radio and cleverly deduced that that was not who he was talking to. So, you turned around and you see the woman from the that you saw through the window at Tenali, again wearing a white like summer dress, about shoulder length, blonde hair, black eyebrows, fairly large, and very angular features.
You're poking a meme button here.
Yes, I am. Angular features.
You're not fucking Ayn Rand writing a
I know,
novel.
that's the joke. Strong.
Oh, I thought you were making a Roblox joke.
That too. Yeah, it's just that.
Yo,
it's just
I
that
would
Kanye
watch
thing.
I would read The Fountainhead by Ayn Rand in a Roblox universe. They blew up my building. Oof.
Oh jeez, this has gone off to a terrible start. So, she has a concerned look, but also sort of like a pained smile, like a "you got me," as she just says, "Please help us."
All right, so she is quote unquote standing in front of me. Is she between me and the door?
No.
Okay, I'm just going to walk briskly and purposefully to the door while avoiding eye contact and not saying anything and just walk right out the door.
Elias, please.
And then I'm going to close the door behind me. No, because I know exactly what's going on here now. This has been enough information so that I'm going to think in my head, I'm going to think like, I don't know, I'm going to try to send the message like, you need to stop messing with my brain or something like that.
You're going to get nothing.
Okay, that's fine. Because this is very obviously like, I mean, it's been a fucking million years since we were there, but this thing just showed up in what, a closed space?
Yes.
It has to be originating from me. That's the only explanation.
Everything's always about Elias.
The radio is again going to make that little buzzing sound, little incoming.
Yeah, I'll pick it up.
So it's going to be that voice again.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. You don't have to trust me, but you're surrounded. I want to help.
Surrounded physically or mentally?
Both.
I don't like this. This is not good. Currently or in the future?
Currently, right now, you're in grave danger. I can help, please.
Prove it.
I need you to plug them in.
No, that sounds like a bad idea. I'm going to need you to prove it without doing that.
Fine. Who did plug in? It was Patton, right?
Oh, yeah, no, I did it immediately. No one else did because they were intelligent.
It's got the, one of four, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Patton is going to immediately see That menu is going to drop. And you're going to get a very loud error message that says, please say out loud, we're surrounded. And you're going to see a bunch of heat signatures all around you, off in the distance, quickly encroaching upon your position.
Out loud, we are surrounded.
Fuck you, Patton. But I don't know if those are real heat signatures or not.
So you're still, are you, you just walked out of the room. So yeah. You hear Patton say that, and Patton, what you see are hundreds of humanoid figures off in the distance. Your vision is going to kind of zoom in a little bit and is going to very quickly identify one of them that is atop what looks like a vehicle, but it's way too hot to be a vehicle. And upon further inspection, it's very clearly like a, like, what are they called? A, you know, like one of those carried altar things that the people, like, you know, like that royalty sits on.
Oh,
like from Aladdin or whatever.
Is it a plank?
Palanquin, a palanquin. Or a litter, yes. It is 100% a palanquin.
Sounds like a Pokemon.
And at this point, the heat signature goes off, right? And you can very clearly see, yeah, you guys got some company coming in.
Yeah, you're right. It's a palanquin.
Now, Pat, when you say we're surrounded, any more details besides that? I'm kind of lost here.
How far away were they?
How far away? It's kind of hard to tell. Your vision is a little bit, like, wonky and detached right now.
And so it was like a, was it like a tight circle around us?
Yes. You get a kind of depersonalized effect. Like, you're definitely not seeing things through your own eyes right now.
Zep, get in the shadow. We're just observing this time. We're not crafting any stories out of this.
Alright, would they be... I wonder if I could chuck a stone, because I don't want to shoot a bolt at someone just yet, because that'll hurt them.
They're definitely not within range for that. We're talking, this is out, like,
okay,
a
so this
while.
Is, okay. Okay.
Like, maybe like half a kilometer. Also, none of the rest of you see any of this shit.
Right. Just me.
Like, oh, good. If any of you guys look around, you just see... You know, you just see the landscape. You, it's so far out, you cannot see any of this shit.
So, like, I can't do any eye in the sky shit. Okay.
Nah. Like, even if you had Zep go up, you wouldn't be able to see anything right now. It is pretty far outside of, like, human eye.
So, Elias and I are the only ones who are aware that there's people closing in on us?
No, I can't see it, only you.
But you were told by that person.
I was told that I told them I needed proof.
Oh, yeah.
You said the thing. I mean, so they want me to plug this chip in, right? It sounds like a really bad idea to me. This thing is obviously some kind of weird computer program, and Elias doesn't understand how computer programs work. Plus, I have a shunt in the back of my neck from that place, and this is obviously some kind of, like...
I mean, you got that thing put in there, and you've never even once tried to use it.
Yeah, because if you fiddle with it too much, you'll go blind.
You motherfuckers.
They always said, don't fiddle with your shunt. Alright, no, okay, real talk, in-character real talk. Patton saying, we're surrounded...
He said out loud,
we're surrounded. Yeah, out loud, we're surrounded, because he's pedantic and Patton. I'm going to toss Patton my key card and say you can plug that in.
I don't know if it works like that, but let's try it. Don't I still have, like, mine plugged in?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's, I'm going to assume I can't shove both in at the same time. So go ahead and quickly swap them out and see what happens.
Okay, you swap them out. You lose your vision, suddenly jumps back to where it was, and then you see once again one out of four.
Pat, are we like in danger or something? Because I'm not picking anything up here.
Now these chips, these are specially for these types of inputs that we have, right?
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm wondering,
this is all happening fairly quickly, by the way.
I'm wondering if these are trying to connect, if we might be able to trick them. If I make three different slots, quote unquote, if I would be able to have the four out of four without having you guys actually have to plug these in.
You would have to make an adapter.
I can start digging through some of the scrap I have to see if I can get, because if it's trying to, if it's,
yeah,
because it's just a chip. It's not magically trying to check if there's a living creature attached or anything. So I'm going to see if I can scrounge through my scrap and try to make three false ones that I can enter. And they're, you know, real ports, but not actually connected to any one of us. Just enough that these things are
You could plug all four of them into yourself.
True.
You know, like a PS4 expander thing or a PS2 expander thing.
Yeah, whatever, either that or the other, whichever one I got scrap for. So we'll go with the adapter, because that one's probably easier and faster to make.
Okay, so give me an arcana check to whip something like that together real quick.
Watch and be amazed as we do computer troubleshooting today on Revival.
25 on arcana.
Okay, on a 25, you can definitely throw that together real quick.
So plugging no chips into no strange ports.
So you make a quick multi-adapter thing. You plug it in, it's all working just great. You plug in a couple of the other slots,
mm-hmm,
and it still just says one out of four.
Ah, you son of a bitch.
It's very clearly using some form of user authentication key.
All right, time for you to clone some brains, Patton.
He is not going to be able to partition his brain.
No, I mean, I'll give Patton some skin cells, and he can clone an Elias brain to plug into this thing, real Elias.
Now, Elias, I am 125% behind this idea, but I don't know if I'll be able to do it in time.
Stop. How much of this shit is in character?
100%.
None of that.
This is the
problem
here.
Okay,
saying shit out of character. This is why I've been saying do more things in character, because somebody says something out of character and someone else replies to it in character, and then nobody knows where we are. Cut it out.
Jerry's just been asking questions to the room and not getting any answers.
Yes, that makes sense, actually. So knock it off.
Yeah, Michael, right. The troublemaker.
Whatever, man.
All right, so it looks like I'm not going to... I may be able to work around this, but I'm not going to have the time before these people and their planks and finish circling us in. Now, do we want to stay
are
here?
Are they actually...
Because they're moving. How fast are they moving in on us? Are they, like, marching?
Faster than they should be able to.
Okay, so they're moving pretty fast, Elias.
You're all in grave danger. Please... I'm trying to help you so that you can help me.
Let me roll insight on that again. Because I really don't fucking trust these people.
Because, I mean, we do have a truck that can go really, really fast if we don't want to be circled.
That's what I'm saying. 26.
26?
On insight.
Absolutely no hint of duplicity.
All right. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take this chip, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to take it back from Patton. I am going to plug it in, but at the same time, I want to roll nature I don't know if I can, like, roll nature on myself or, like, my own brain to basically, like, monitor the fuck out of any sort of mana or connection or anything going to me.
Sure, roll it.
Because I want to... Elias doesn't understand the concept of a firewall, but this is his crude estimation of what that would be.
Meanwhile, John and Jerry are just in a corner, bewildered. What the fuck are these two people doing?
What are these nerds 24. Going on about?
Okay, so on a 24, you plug it in and you do not sense any difference in your body's chemistry or stasis or any of that, like homeostasis, any of that shit. Nothing changes.
But
nothing. Nothing is changing.
It doesn't say 2 out of 4?
No, yeah, it says 2 out of 4 now. You get a little pop-up.
Hey, are we plugging ourselves in for some reason, guys? Are we, like, hello?
Yes.
When did we start on doing that? I thought it was dangerous.
Yeah. I think it probably is dangerous, but whatever this voice is talking about seems to be an actual threat, and I can't...
Seppy's hearing voices. What's he doing?
That's a good sign.
Whatever we ran into at that institute is somehow connected or still connected to us, and I fear that if we don't do something now, it could turn on us.
Wait, you're talking about that human woman deal that you guys
yes,
are all talking about?
It's not a human, it's something from one of those computers.
It's the ghost that got put in our head when we got those thingies in our heads.
Well, I do want to find out more about that. Jerry hastily reaches into his jacket and plugs it in.
All right, 3 out of 4.
Y'all are fucking dumb. I'll plug in too.
All right, 4 out of 4. You hear a ding, ding. Welcome. And then you're going to get a little pause. Are you going to get a quick, sharp pain in the side of your head?
Oh, good.
As you see a little calibrating bar, but it passes very quickly. The first thing that you notice is you see the outline of all three of your companions. Like, they start to light up.
Mm-hmm.
First, like, blindingly so, and then kind of settling. And then when your vision lapses over each other, you see, like, it selects them, and you start getting information. Heart rate, current status and condition, you know, like very, very basic things like body temperature, general status, and most importantly, you see a little like aura around them. Currently, everybody is flashing bright green.
Okay, so it's kind of like a thin outline around. Now, are we able to see that past obstacles?
Correct. And more than that, you also can now hear each other. You get a distinct sense that you can communicate non-verbally.
So now everyone gets to see a little bit of what it's like to be Patton.
I'm going to try immediately to like partition myself.
Oh, you can. You can mute yourself, definitely.
I want to not just mute myself, but I want to see if there's any way, like, thinking that I can get to whatever the root of this is.
All right, give me an Arcana check.
My Arcana is garbage. Okay, I thought that was a 1, but it's not. It's a 10.
10?
Yeah.
It's very intuitive.
Yeah, but where's the, you know, admin-only locked-off spot?
Probably in the admin-only locked
off. Biologist.
On admin-only locked shit. Yeah, so...
I know, I'm trying to get around that fact.
Can I check for some, like, magical fuckery with this as well, then?
Sure, go for it.
Alright. That's a 21.
Arcana. On a 21? It's very difficult to tell what exactly is and is not, like, explicitly going wrong here, or like if there's anything messed up, but you do like it does feel a little off.
Well, just like, the system,
so like, yeah. The framing of the entire situation, it's a little askew, as it were.
Yeah, but that's most likely just you getting used to it.
Okay.
So one thing that you all see right now is that you're going to see a little box-off window with the face of that woman again.
Mm-hmm.
She looks rather panicked. Says, "See? I told you."
This doesn't actually prove anything.
Look, all around you. And she's going to like, motion around. I'm counting around 1,000, if not more. Moving faster than they should be able to. You need to move.
That don't mean nothing.
John, that definitely means something.
I grab a few rocks off the ground. Load them into my shotgun.
So what are these things that are circling around us?
What are they? Your friend's followers.
Which friend?
Michael.
Oh, that guy's not our friend.
It was a figure of speech.
Right, well, I don't particularly care for anything being inside my mind, and I'm starting to regret doing that operation at the Institute more and more as time passes, but for the time being, it seems like we're being surrounded, so we'll have to listen to you, I guess.
Look, first things first, you need to move. But more than that, the stakes are higher than you think.
Yes, that's very cryptic, so let's get out of here.
Right. I can explain while we move, but first things first, you need to go.
John, can you give us some kind of, like, I don't know, blessing? Or Michael's making them move fast. You should be able to do the same thing.
I'll see what I got.
I can help you out with this, John.
I don't think you can, Jerry.
Yes, I can. I'm a chronomancer, don't forget.
I veto immediately Jerry messing with time.
Patton.
Yes.
Can you plug yourself into the car? Can you let me control it?
Can I? That's a very good question.
We should go.
If it's you, you can do it.
So, there's a cigarette lighter here, right? That's about all the access I'm going to need to get this done.
Well, I can help you out with that, actually.
I veto immediately Jerry helping with the car.
If he needs combustion, I can just snap my fingers.
So as
I actually can control fire, actually.
So I'm going to start working on this because this wasn't something that we had set up before. But while I'm doing that, I want to see who is there only the one person that's being carried on the whatever it was, the planker or whatever.
Palanquin.
Is there the only one palanquin here?
Palanquin?
Yes, there does seem to be only
palanquin,
one.
Palanquin, apparently. Is palanquin. How
is there any way that we palanquin can tell who is on top of that palanquin?
Yes. Very easily now that you're all connected. Yeah, it's a dragonborn woman.
Yeah.
Blue skin. She's kind of wearing she's wearing this weird porcelain face mask.
She didn't have that before.
Correct. You also noticed that all of these followers are wearing white robes with sort of a red hem, and they're wearing the same mask. It's a very flat, almost featureless mask with the relief of a face.
Now, the way that all these people are moving, is it in sync, or does it look like they're... Because I'm wondering is, I don't know if these people are doing this against their will.
They seem to be synced up, but not in any sort of like obviously malicious way. That's something that you can actually tell from this information. Is as you're looking at them, you also get some like baseline deductive information on the target that you look at as well.
Okay.
So they're not a hive mind in that sense.
Correct. Their movements are not absolutely perfectly synced.
Okay. All right. Okay, so I don't want to hit any of these people with the car. John, Jerry, do you think...
Well, they're still way off.
Well, they're circling us. There's no, I want to see if we can shove them away.
We have to get everybody else together and ready to go.
You start to hear in the background a sort of, you're hearing the bass first, just like a doom, 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 doom.
All right, I'm gonna grab the radio and radio everyone and say that we're getting in and we're moving double time, like to just follow us.
Yeah, you're going to get a stock complies.
I got bad news for you there, guys. God says the one who acts hastily sins. So we should probably take it nice and easy.
Well, I'll tell you what, John. We won't go maximum speed possible.
Patton, how is it coming on the controls?
Pretty good. I can turn this wheel by moving my arms like this. Look at that. Ain't that neat?
Can you give me the control, please?
I'm going to get a group vote on
that. We need
that.
To go.
Give her the control.
I was fast.
I mean, she's probably a better driver than you are, so.
Okay, that's rude, Elias. But here you go. I'll make the connection here.
All right. So you're going to see the wheel spin.
In a much more smooth fashion than Patton's jerky movements.
Yeah, yeah. As she's going to start driving down. They're going to need you.
Who is they again?
All of you.
They is us.
Oh.
All right. So, around this time, they start to actually get into view. As you start driving off, you see very quickly the palanquin. How the fuck do you pronounce that?
Palanquin. Is it just a litter? Palanquin and or a litter.
Yeah, the litter.
No, use palanquin. It's cooler.
But then I have to say palanquin.
Yeah.
Better than saying litter.
Ooh.
True.
Yeah. Palanquin.
Palanquin.
Yeah. Right. So you're going to see that. You're going to see that come up directly in front of you on the road, but matching pace. Like, is it just going to quickly appear in front of you, but sort of spectral?
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Very clearly not actually there right now. As the figure is going to pull out a rapier, hold it directly at you.
Jerry, shocking feedback. Like, zap it.
Oh, okay. I'll just, well, I want to roll Arcana just to, like, get rid sure. of the spectral image. Okay.
I don't trust spectral images. Fucking fry that thing.
All right, so Jerry's going to lean out the window, and that's an 18.
Okay. On an 18, your blast goes right through it. As she's going to say, "You killed a great man. He suffered. He suffered and he died, and he still did not give you what you wanted. I'm here for revenge."
Yeah, okay, we're leaving then. I'm gonna get Specky, like, ready to be, you know, locked in to move.
All right. So on that, you're going to see just out of the grass and out of the trees, just hundreds of these people all rush out towards the road.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like climbing on top of each other and frantically sprinting at the road. Any who fall behind too far kind of disappear and reappear in front of you.
Mm. Further spectral?
No. Further down along the road as the first to actually make it towards the road itself is just going to pull out a small handgun and just unload.
I'm going to duck it back inside.
As a hail of bullets is now going to start descending on the convoy. Roll me some initiative.
Oh boy.
This is why I said John should make us go fast. I'm saying fast.
I got a 24.
Wait, what the all fuck right. is your initiative bonus? Jesus.
8.
God damn.
I got
put feats into it.
I got 18.
I got 20. Oh. I got 22.
Okay, and John?
I got this. 22.
Chip. All right. Elias goes first because he has higher dex.
Do I?
Yes.
Almost certainly.
Dex is one of your primary stats.
You should have higher dex than a warlock, dude.
I don't know, I'm just saying.
Should have higher dex than a paladin. Like, damn. So, anyway, these people are all going to, like, fire off their entire magazine and then fall out of sight since you're now starting to actually book it. But then you're going to see, like, them disappear and reappear in front of you a couple, like, you know, 100 yards down the way. They're somehow locked onto you. As this palanquin is now directly behind you and is operating on very much on the same sort of jerky motion, where it's sort of stutter-step teleporting, being carried by a couple dozen of these people, as Gabriel just stands directly on top of it, still pointing the rapier forward.
I'm gonna go look at Mavala Jr.
Mavala Jr. is flipping shit.
Yeah.
Presumably because of all the gunfire.
Well, okay, but the gunfire
The truck is very durable, but it's not perfectly bulletproof.
I mean, the gunfire is one thing, but what about... Is there anything about Mavala Jr.'s teleporting or, like, disappearing stuff that seems off?
Boy, howdy, I don't know. Maybe it's not your fucking turn.
I don't want it to be my turn. I don't like D&D anymore. The DM is mean to me.
Simmer down. So, first up, Giron.
Okay. So somehow they're tracking us, and they've been tracking us for, like, God knows how long.
Yes.
I would say at least since the Mega Church they've been tracking us. Maybe even before that.
What are we looking at for successes and failures, by the way?
10 and 4.
Fuck off.
Okay. So I'm trying to think of a way for Jerry to search for a tracker, but that seems more like Patton's kind of deal.
I mean, if you want to search for some form of means of them tracking you, it sounds like Arcana to me. Just describe what you're looking for.
Okay, I'm going to be looking for any specific sort of charm on the vehicle or on any one of our persons to see if that's how they've been following us. Because they got into our truck, so
yeah,
something's fucky. Yeah, they did.
When?
When I got kidnapped.
Yeah.
So that would be Arcana.
Yeah, they were. It's almost like there was a precedent for this.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, roll it.
Oh, fell off the desk. Okay, one more time.
Remember the house rule. Dice that fall off the desk are not 20s.
Fuck off.
That's an 18.
On an 18? That's not going to be a success. Want to use an action point?
No, I'm going to use Dark One's own luck for this.
Ooh, that's new.
Ooh. Isn't that a little new power there?
Yes. Trigger, make a roll you dislike. So, re-roll the attack roll, skill check, ability check, or saving throw using the higher of the two results. And it's
roll
a daily,
it.
So.
10. 10.
That's a 20.
20 total?
20 total.
Or not 20. 20 total? You want to use an action point?
That's not going to be enough, yeah.
Well, this is kind
for
of
the
important.
Third reroll,
we have four failures here. Use the action point.
Yeah, I'm an action point. This is gonna be bad. All right, here we go. Yes, that's a nat 20.
Nat 20.
I know that doesn't feel like a good nat 20.
It doesn't. You brute forced it, and actually, that's basically exactly what you do. What you notice is you're searching around, it's not here, it's not here, it's not a hex, it's not a charm, it's not any of this stuff that you're trying to find, and then it comes to you. You start to hear the music, and you start to hear the doom-doom, doom-doom-doom, doom-doom, doom-doom, and you can feel something in the truck pulsing along with that.
All right.
And you can feel, yeah, they've got this thing on lock. They are perfectly synced up to this truck, and they're using it as some form of anchor point. Like how typically when you teleport, there's some sort of, like, you know, teleportation circle. And think of it like the truck is the circle, and they're teleporting onto the ridges.
Okay. In reaction to that, Jerry is going to start preparing a very sort of almost magical EMP around the truck. Just a jam as hard as I can.
It's got to be the speakers, dude.
Yeah.
Someone left the radio on.
That's going to count for two.
Nice.
Two fire.
That's
going to
count for two. Yep. Next up, Elias.
I am going to investigate the nature of this teleporting, because if Jerry is coming up with an EMP, then it's not going to work if Jerry is, you know what I mean? If he puts out a specific kind of magic to block this and it's the wrong kind, then that would be very bad. If it turns out this is something that only John can do with, you know, John, you know, God bullshit magic, Elias tips his fedora, then that would be something useful to know.
Don't give them any more fuel for that.
It's out of my hands. There's nothing that can be done.
Don't forget, John and Jerry kind of use almost the same sort of magic.
No.
We have like the same sort of link. Like, I remember specifically when John jumped into the Jerryverse.
Keep it up. Keep it on topic.
Anyway, okay. I'm going to go check out Mavala Jr.
Okay.
And use commune with nature to see if there's anything that is inherently messing with her ability to teleport.
Okay.
Because it seems like this is a big, wide-reaching teleportation effect. And you might even be able to use it against them. So this is nature.
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
Come on, big dick nature score. That is 21.
21? 21?
Yeah, 21.
Let me check God. My notes.
It's What's either the DC or right below it.
It's either right at or right below, yeah.
It's right at. Success. Woo.
Nice.
So, you rush over to find Mavala Jr. hiding beneath a overturned desk.
No, she's not. I'm going to put my hand 2 feet to the left under a different blanket thing because that's just an after image of it hiding.
Oh, absolutely.
The desk. I'm real
Mavala Jr. is currently has the rest of the interns grabbed with the tendrils. And he's shielding them off. Mavala herself seems very happy about this.
I'm going to put one hand on Mavala Jr.'s forehead and then move 2 feet to the left where its forehead actually is.
Mm-hmm.
And try and commune to see if something is messing with its, like, you know, inherent ability to teleport.
All right, you commune with nature. Ah!
What did it
is
mean
basically
by this?
What you get.
Yo, nature is pissed.
It's just Mavala Jr. is absolutely terrified, but is otherwise totally fine.
So there's nothing inherently messing with it?
There's nothing inherently messing with it other than bullets.
Okay. I'm gonna use that time to give it kind of like a calm. Not like, you know, super dopamine like inability to react to things, but like maybe don't strangle people.
Okay.
That's good advice.
Mavala Jr. is going to loosen the grip on the rest of the interns, to which Mavala is going to look somewhat disappointed.
I'm going to yell up to Jerry that this isn't regular magic. There's something else going on.
I'm going to yell over to John. Hey, you know those hymns that your people like to use? Can you get one going?
I'm planning on it.
And on that, John. So, at this point, what you're going to see is some rather large holes are starting to open up in the truck, and you're also going to see the sidecar that houses the kobolds and Dr. Robo and all of them. One of the wheels is going to get shot off, and they're going to sort of swerve into a ditch on the side of the road. Take a pretty hard crash.
Oh, shit.
But the people are just going to, like, start crawling over the truck, but they're still just dead focused on you.
Does it look like they're safe back there?
You're not getting any radio info right now.
Okay, but they might all be unconscious. I mean, no one's, like, none of these dudes are, like, paying any attention to them.
Correct.
It might be better to draw them off. And let those guys hang out there until we can figure out what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
Instead of going back and standing next to these guys. Because they might get all of us shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of gunfire. We need to do something about, you know, all these dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it seems like they pretty much got hit in the crossfire and were not being aimed at all.
All right. So, I already know what I'm going to say. But I've been spending this time trying to figure out where the most dramatic place I could stand is.
Don't get shot, John.
Don't tell me what to do.
John's going to get shot.
I can project you on top of the roof.
That would be perfect.
On my next roll. All right.
But I'm also going to head up to some place where I can shoot behind us or add a dramatic effect.
All right. Yeah, you can. You definitely have put a hatch on the roof at some point. Yeah.
All right. So project me up there.
So you open up. Yeah. You. Yeah. You get up there. The bullet fire is deafening. As you see, you actually do start to see a couple of bodies as people. Clearly, some of them get caught in the crossfire.
That's fucked up.
Like, somebody teleports right as they're shooting and hits somebody else.
Would you prefer it to be my turn if I want to project John or, like, amplify him? Or can this
No, you can do that as part of your thing.
Okay,
like,
cool.
You can help each other out as part of your shit.
All right, so I'm not actually... I don't think we're going to actually put him in the, like, crossfire just yet.
No, I'll hop up there. Just make me bigger and louder. All right. So, I'm going to get up there. And I'm going to start taking shots directly at that palanquin. And I'm going to shout, "This is what the Lord Almighty says. Do not listen to what Michael is prophesizing to you. He fills you with false hopes. He speaks visions from his own minds and not from the mouth of the Lord."
Oh, hell yeah.
And this is going to be an intimidate check.
Oh, hell yeah.
Ooh, I had the best idea for an endurance check next time,
too. You got to hold up one of the artifacts, though.
Preferably one that wouldn't be ripped apart. Pieces by a bullet.
Preferably.
I mean, I think I'm more concerned about John being ripped to pieces by a bullet rather than the artifact.
He's fine. Don't worry about it.
I got the power of God on my side.
Well, he can use, like, an artifact for a religion or an endurance check with the armor.
I believe somebody called for an intimidate roll, like, a minute and a half ago and did not roll it yet. So.
Me? I did. Yeah. I got a 23. Everyone else was just talking.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Okay.
So, yeah, 23 is going to be a success, as you're going to see a decent number of people, especially the ones who are, like, just about to fire, hesitate, and as a result, kind of get dropped out of the teleportation cycle. As the shots that you take at the palanquin, Gabriel is going to just, you're going to see a couple of bullets clang off of that rapier.
Oh, she's cutting them out of the air?
Or at least just, like, quickly blocking a couple of them. She's hopped up on something. This is definitely not something that she used to be able to do or should be able to do right now. As you're going to lock eyes with her, or at least, like, the mask, you're going to see her point the rapier right over at John. It's going to extend out of her hand, just fly out of her hand, and just stab right into one of the barrels of John's gun. And John, you're going to be sort of immediately choke-slammed.
Okay, I need a clarification here. Did the rapier extend or fly towards me?
Fly.
Okay.
She didn't throw it, but it flew.
Because you said extend quickly. First, and I thought it was just like a quarter kilometer long rapier now.
I am half sick right now, but yeah. As it makes contact with your gun, she then teleports directly to it and choke slams you.
Okay, I'm gonna be in some pain.
Which is on top of the truck now?
Yes. You're going to see then immediately behind her, sort of in a flying V formation, a group of larger dudes in these hoods and masks, all carrying assault rifles. And she is just going to, she's going to say, "Aim down, leave none alive." As, with Patton's turn coming up, the roof of this truck is going to get ripped wide open.
Yowza. All right. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send out both, Littler Bro, and, from the flask of the Veiled Horde. I'm going to send that guy out. I'm going to send all three of those up to the roof to see if they can knock these guys off it and start putting down some Dr. Patton's patent-pending DMR repair and try and fix up some of these holes, or is the roof just entirely, like, fucked? Is it gone?
It's Swiss cheese at this point.
All right, well, I'm going to try... They're going to try and knock them off it. and make it slightly less Swiss cheese if possible, so we don't starve due to mana deprivation.
Okay, so you're trying to just send these guys out to...
They're going to, like, sweep their legs, knock them off. Little bro's gonna hit them with a mace.
Yeah. All right, give me an Arcana check here.
Sure thing. As soon as I find that D20...
I'm assuming that's Arcana.
It's not revival if I don't lose my 20-sided die while sitting in a chair.
How do people keep losing your die?
I have no idea. Oh, there it is. I rolled on the ground. My preferred way to roll a die is to throw it up a skee-ball track and then hit it into the hole. That's a 1.
No.
Might want to action point that one.
Let's try that again. That's a 20. I shit you not.
Fuck off.
God, I love being
me. We're ruining this.
I feel like Patton has the most nat 20s by a fucking mile.
Also, like, the most nat 1s?
Yes.
We're stretching believability. You guys better not fucking fudge rolls.
I am not. Yes. I refuse to fudge.
So, two things that are, quote, very cool.
Very cool.
First of all, you're going to see, this is the first time that you've actually used one of these little shadowy dudes, right?
Can he ride, little bro?
Absolutely.
Hell yes.
So what you're going to see, though, is when you pour one of these out and when you look at it with the new link up that you got, you look at it and you just see, like, it's like a zip bomb come to life.
A what?
You just get a wall of information of just garbled nonsense and seemingly impossible information. Like, it's got, you know, 500,000 current body temperatures and things like that.
And one bone.
And you just see error as it kind of deletes this thing from your HUD.
So can I, with my normal eyes, can I still see it, but the HUD's, like, not giving me any info on it? Because it's gonna fry my brain trying to process it.
Yeah, it kind of used up all the CPU there. So, it's going to grab onto Lil Bro there.
Yeah, Lil Bro.
And you're going to see Lil Bro and Lil Bro start going around, start swinging shit at these guys. Your shadowy friend, though,
is going
to immediately disappear and then show up in the middle of all of these guys. And you're just going to hear a massive ear-piercing wail. Their masks are going to shatter as this thing explodes, sending all of them, except for Gabriel herself, flying off of the truck.
Nice.
However, as you're looking at that, you know, you get kind of a weird chill, and the HUD goes back to normal once it explodes. It was kind of garbled and strange, but also you notice that, like, everything kind of goes eerily silent. Like, you're kind of shell-shocked.
I've got to reboot my hearing there, because it fried everything.
Pretty much.
Now, was anyone else having these issues when they tried to see the little dude?
Oh, yeah. If anybody looked at that thing, they get...
Also, his name is
they
Little
They get
dude.
A very, very, very painful brain zip bomb there.
Radical.
So, yeah, that's also going to count for 2 successes.
Wow.
So, we're at 6?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So... top of the round, with that, the roof is going to cave in, and Gabriel is going to fall, still grabbing John in, like, a death grip, onto the floor. The gunfire is going to cease from the outside, and she's going to do a quick, you know, backflip off, kick the back door of the truck open.
Oh, and she's got a gun. Look, that's not good.
Look directly behind her, look back at you, and get back into that rapier stance. So, top of the round, Jiron.
Wouldn't your quarrel be with me, Gabriel?
Can we not play the psychopath again? You bullied the villains.
She literally has her hand around John's throat. I need to.
No,
fuck
she
with
jumped
her.
Off.
Yeah, she jumped off.
Back. Okay. She's just in a defensive stance near the back of the truck now.
Okay. So, do I still hear the bass?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
So that persists through the shell shock. Okay.
Yeah.
So John's no longer in danger. So what I'm thinking.
I think we're all in danger.
Yeah. Well, I know. There's no gunfire right now, but they're very clearly still teleporting up. They just are unsure of what to do. They're getting into position, aiming, and then not firing because they do not have any form of visual.
What I'm trying to do here is I want to project something that can shake the faith of the followers. Mm-hmm. And we have Abaddon.
I think you already kind of, John already did that. You might want to not step on the toes there.
Okay. Let's see.
I think I actually, thinking about it, I probably would have shouted about how it looks like we can shake the faith and knock him out of the teleport thing.
Okay.
What you could do, Jerry, is you could make them lose faith in her specifically as a leader. You could make it look like she is in a worse state than she actually is from what they can see. Because they can only see the outside of the truck right now. Like, if she was, like, crawling up out of it or something, like, she looked like she... They saw her and she looked like she was really hurt.
Kind of, like, affect their morale?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, on some Total War shit. I can feel it. So what I could do is I could bluff and make it look like she just ate a lot more shit than she actually did.
Oh, like project a illusion of her like falling out of the back of the truck,
holding onto the door and getting, like, dragged in the dirt or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And perhaps something like that. Perhaps the visual of that can stun the drummer for just a second.
Yeah, go for it.
All right, so that's it. And you know what? Just to be safe here, I'm going to use Beguiling Tongue.
Yep.
Which is a +5 bonus, +5 power bonus to your next bluff, diplomacy, or intimidate during the encounter. And here we go. Okay, I literally only had to roll a 2. 20. It's a 24.
24?
Yeah.
This is the hard DC, since that's a really, really hard one, and no.
Oh, wait, hold on. Hold on. I was looking at the wrong fucking skill. Sorry. Yeah,
this is the hard 17. DC there. 17
plus 3, 20 plus 5, 25. It's 25, actually.
25? Still no. Ooh, hard DC.
Yeah, that was the risk that you were running. Because if you see your leader in trouble, but, oh, they're still hanging on.
The thing is that trying to convince them of that, she's going to have told them about your sort of shenanigans here. Don't believe your eyes, you know, go by the orders, only do what we say, that sort of thing, right?
Okay. Yeah, I couldn't really double up on Arcana to do the EMP on this one, so.
Okay. So, you're going to project that that image there. You're going to hear it stutter for a bit. Then you're just going to see her lean back in sort of a seated position, fall out of the truck. And the palanquin is going to appear directly beneath her, and she's going to take that seat back again. The tires!
Zeph, start making a lot of noise. A lot of noise.
You're going to get... So now the focus has almost completely diverted to attempting to shoot you guys off the road, as opposed to kill you directly. However, these guys are not the best shots, like, at all. So, you still got some time. So, next up, Elias.
That's me. So, they're trying to shoot us off the road now.
They're aiming for the tires.
Is she still around anywhere? Like, is she anywhere close to me?
She's still directly behind you guys on the palanquin.
Has she spotted me?
Yes.
Like, she already knows where I am, right?
Yes.
Fuck. I was going to use stealth. No, I'm going to use acrobatics. Fuck it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to wait for them to make a shot that shakes the car.
Mm-hmm.
And using literally like drunken monkey style, basically,
mm-hmm.
which is an actual skill of mine, mind. You know, learning how to move with purpose when everything's going to shit. Mm-hmm. What I'm going to do is I'm going to wait for a shot to bump the car and then fake a stagger and use that to plant, push, and like basically stunning, go for a stunning palm right at her throat.
Okay.
Like, because I'm sure she's not expecting someone to get into like melee range with her that quickly.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to do, acrobatics. To try and, you know, fucking throat punch her.
Yep, go for it.
Action point, reroll. Nah, that happened. Don't like it. It was a 16.
Yep.
Please. Nat 20. Woo.
God damn
Holy
it.
Holy shit.
What is wrong with you guys?
Oh, yeah, you guys got to get 10 wins. You can't finish it in 2 rounds.
Three of them count for two here.
It's so fine. I'm just saying it's real.
Okay. So, in a similar move,
how I'm laughing.
You're going to see you fall out of the truck. She's going to do that stagger step, teleport forward again with a very smug look on her face.
Mm-hmm.
And then right as she teleports, she realizes, oh, shit. As you get her in pretty much the exact same sort of choke slam.
Mm-hmm.
As both of you are knocked off of this palanquin and you land hard on the tarmac.
Mm-hmm.
And you, again, you start teleporting forward in the same vein. It's very, very disorientating.
So I'm teleporting with her.
Yes. It seems like there's some sort of aura around here that is, if anybody gets too far away, they teleport to a point within the same radius, right?
Is the car actually, is the truck and all of us actually moving forward at all?
Yes.
Or are we just stuck?
Because remember, we have this random lady that it gave complete and total control over the car over. She's been driving us out of here.
Basically, imagine it as like the palanquin is 100 meters exactly behind the truck. And every time, like every 2 seconds, it teleports to exactly 100 meters behind the truck.
I feel like that would be very... Actually, we could probably mess up the shooter's aim just by going fast enough where they can't get a lock on us in those 2 seconds because they keep having to change.
Potentially. So, you're going to... So you get her in that choke slam, take the wind right out of her, and then she's going to crack a smile and look past you behind you.
I don't like that. When she's looking past me and behind me?
Yes.
So she's going to teleport somewhere else.
Potentially.
I'm going to try and reach for the mask. Not that I think it has any sort of special significance.
Oh, her mask shattered.
Oh, it's already shattered?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I'm going to just kind of keep the stunning, the palm right on her throat. And as she appears to be going to teleport, I'm going to try and plant my foot so that if we flip, I'll be able to like judo flip her back into submission.
Yeah. So you've got the lock on her. Going up into John's turn, you can see that the sky noticeably darkens.
Mm-hmm.
Right? As she locks eyes with you again, Elias.
Okay.
And she's just going to close her eyes and sort of like just give up.
What do you mean give up?
She's not fighting back.
I don't feel like that's giving up. I feel like this is bad news.
She's no longer resisting you having her in the chokehold. So, John. What you can see through the roof of the now ruined car is about 50 or 60 feet in the air, sort of eclipsing the sun. You see a pair of large, flaming spectral wings, a man holding a flaming sword who is flying, matching pace with you, directly above you.
Does he recognize him?
Yeah, it's
me. Like, yeah.
He's got dragon wings! Fucking, oh, God.
What a dick. No, they're not dragon wings.
He's doing like, the angel thing.
They're flaming, feathery, angelic wings.
Yeah.
Basically dragon wings. Look at him go.
Fucking dick.
Okay, so.
Wait, where am I in relationship to everybody else now, though?
You're about 100 meters behind them on the road, constantly teleporting forward every half second.
Right. I want to use the knife to drop us into this room, so we can have a little chat. Eventually, not on my turn. It's not my turn.
I don't remember if time flows differently in there. I think it goes at the same pace.
No. It's the exact same. It's just separated. Nothing can get in.
So, you're going to hear in a loud, echoing, booming voice. The great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand as you're going to be forced to your knees?
Mm-hmm.
And all of these other people in the robes are, again, going to be forced down to their knees. It feels like somebody is just holding, just has a death grip on your shoulder and is pushing you down.
Sounds like somebody's got a Jesus complex.
Looks like Michael's finally caught up and has the entire crew surrounded. And it's not looking too good. You'll find out what happens in the next episode of Revival, a Dungeons & Dragons Real Play podcast. I already know, because I already went through this, and I had to cut this episode in half because it was like 2.5 hours long. But, you know what you can do? You can find the show on YouTube, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. All that stuff in the description. Dan and Michael stream on Twitch at @bro_operatives. Matt has his own podcast about sports called The Sweet Life of Matt and Cody. Tim is mostly playing pirate games right now, but, that's what he's doing. So we will see you guys next week with the wrap-up of this episode. See you then.